Welcome, welcome on a very, very wet afternoon on a Monday bank holiday in Ireland. You know how individuals need nourishment or else they'll die? Well, the same is true of groups. Unless groups are nourished, interaction between members will dry up and ultimately the group will disintegrate. Well, the same is true about communities. Communities need nourishment. And really, this piece of audio is all about the kind of nourishment that an audio community needs. Now, this is, in a way, it's a kind of little case study out of my experience of people who make audio, share audio, interact with audio on Audioboo. The Audioboo being an app and a website enables makers of audio to connect with each other and other people to listen to them. But I'm really thinking about the community of makers of audio when I'm talking about a community this afternoon. Nourishment. Absolutely. Without it, the community will cease to thrive. So how on earth has a community on Audioboo at least survived and possibly thrived as an exceptional community on the internet or via the internet? Well, one of the ways in which a community can hold together is by people meeting offline. Individuals can discover common interests and they can meet offline, and then when they come back online, their connectivity is revitalized, and you know, their contribution to the wider community is enriched. You now have, let us say, friends. Not just audio friends, but you have face-to-face friends, and your contribution to the wider community on Audioboo could be via private messaging, but also it's reflected in public messaging and interaction via comments on each other's work. So that's one way a community can be vitalized, in the form of pairs or triads or whatever you'd call about four people meeting up. Another way that the community can be invigorated, nourished, is by people using the standard technique used on social media of hashtags. Using hashtags to cluster pieces of audio about around the same theme links people, and the more hashtags are used rather than abused, the wider the community, the reach of people across the boundaries. Another way is to name people publicly, in the sense of including the name of a person in the title of a piece of audio, or even including their name within the audio while talking about a topic. And not only do people who like, being named, obviously unless they're being named as a rotten person, but it's a natural human thing for people to like to be named in public. It feels good. But other people are intrigued to know why people are naming each other. So there's it satisfies a kind of curiosity, and again, that curiosity is a binding force. What are other people talking about? What are other people experiencing? That binds a community of shared curiosity, as opposed to interest in particular topics. So all of these are, overlapping methods of nourishing a community. Some are more powerful than others, but I now come to something that's more obviously directed at nourishing a community, and that's when, during a period of time, everyone in the community, however loosely the community is held together, but everyone is invited to do something at the same time. For whatever reason. Often it's said that it's, a good way of finding out about individuals that you don't know, people that you can follow, people that you can link with. But the aspect of it being a binding force, a whole lot of people around a topic, as for example, the current one on Audioboo, which began today, called Audio Mo, that is a binding force. And it's more than a binding force, it's a nourishing force. It's a growth, a force for growth. So you have both the deepening of the rapport and communal identity, but also it helps strengthen the expansion of the community, because it portrays the pieces of audio that are being made as having more significance than purely individual. It's always possible for people who are not fully integrated into a community, or even outside, to think that individual pieces of audio made are not really a sign of strength of a community, and that their individual indulgence or individual experience, and that the experience of listening to them will not actually contribute anything more profound than the benefits to the listener in the short term and quickly forgotten. But of course, the activity of a group of interested people, even like people going fishing, people who are fishing in the same piece of water, all individually trying to catch their own fish, as people are out there fishing the same stretch of water, they're seeing, they're noticing other people, and certainly increases the extent to which there is an identity of, let's say, fishing people on this stretch of the River Blackwater, or the fancy river, the Esk, or the Tay, or whatever. It could be a local tributary. So I'm really wanting to speak about the strength of Audio Mo, hashtag AUDIOMO, as a community nourishing activity over and beyond the content of the individual pieces of audio. There are on Audioboo a number of communal activities during the year. One's Audio Mo is, as far as I can remember, the most long-standing one. And I think we can thank a man called Ernmander, E-R-N-M-A-N-D-E-R, on Audioboo. I think he's Ernie on other places, but his first name is Ernie, or he is our man, Ernmander. I think he has done a great service to community life. There are others, like February, when during the month of February, people are encouraged to make pieces of audio every single day, but also welcomed when they don't do it every day. So that's another one. And that, I think, was founded by a chap whose name is Sawyer GB, S-A-W-Y-E-R, GB, a kind of young, aspiring radio host who really got into Audioboo and used to make a lot more pieces of audio, but he handed February over, and, you know, somebody else picked up the, let's say, the February flag and flew it, and that continues. So if you think of us now as in June, we have June, February, and there's another one in October called Octaver, all to do with the stave in a piece of music, and the name of that was, I believe, invented by a man in Canada called, his name is Stefano Landi, and he's Slandy. And that was another communal activity that was taken up by people. So these activities, I think, aren't just an optional extra. I think they contribute more than is obvious, and I think they contribute as much of this at the subconscious level as the conscious level. So a few thoughts there on the nature of the strands that bind an audio, or indeed any community together. There will always be more than one binding force, and that's because humans find some bindings more attractive than others. And when you get a community that grows in size, and a variety of mechanisms for holding the community together are needed in order to ensure that the community doesn't become a word, and that it remains and grows as a lived experience. So they are Audiomoo, a few thoughts from me on my way back from what I'd call another community. Bye for now.